Good Tuesday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by Morgan Stanley.
And I'm Jake Sherman. We have a scoop this morning on Ohio Republican Congressman Mike Turner's ugly divorce. His lawyers want to depose Daryl Issa, the Republican from California. John Bresnahan, Rachel Bade, and I write that Turner handed Issa a letter last week seeking to depose him as part of the divorce proceedings. It's unclear why Turner wants Issa's testimony. Turner filed for divorce after just 1.5 years of marriage.
The battle for control of Congress is in full swing. Variety is reporting that Walt Disney Chairman Bob Iger is hosting a fundraiser next week for half a dozen Democratic senators in tough re-election races. Burgess Everett reports that retiring Senator Bob Corker is, quote, listening to Republicans urging him to run for re-election as Republicans are concerned about losing his Tennessee seat. Speaker Paul Ryan gave $5,000 to more than 140 of his House GOP colleagues, according to his leadership PAC's filing, which was made public yesterday. And Isaac Dover talks with Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms about the black women turnout in the 2017 elections in the latest Off Message podcast. She says, quote, black women are realizing the power of their vote and of their influence.
Back at the White House, Ileana Johnson is reporting new details on the Rob Porter scandal. She writes that Sarah Huckabee Sanders called in four reporters, one from the Times, one from the Post, one from Axios, and one from the Wall Street Journal, in the hours after the Daily Mail story published with photographs of Porter's first ex-wife so Porter could tell his story of events and field questions from the group. While the New York Times is reporting on the White House revolving door, writing that more than a year into the Trump administration, there's a 34% turnover rate, higher than any White House in decades.
Josh Gerstein and Darren Samuelson report that Trump's budget anticipates Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller's investigation will stretch into 2019. Trump's budget anticipates that Mueller will keep spending at his current rate of about $10 million per year into the next fiscal year. And let's do a quick catch-up on what's happening on immigration reform. Alana Shore and Heather Cagle have the lead all. The two report that senators kicked off an open-ended immigration debate with a 97-1 vote. Texas Republican Ted Cruz was the sole no vote. Now, of course, all eyes are on if they can come up with something that can clear a 60-vote hurdle. Meanwhile, Burgess is also reporting that Senator Jeff Flake is trying to meet President Trump on immigration as he looks to file an amendment today that mirrors some of the contours of the president's plan. He also reports that Flake is readying a, quote, fallback plan if nothing major can pass the Senate that would provide some border funding while protecting people enrolled in the DACA program from deportation for 3 years.
One thing to keep an eye on, Alana Shore reports that three Democratic senators are introducing a resolution to push Trump to further sanction Russia. This is being pushed by Senators Ben Cardin, Sherrod Brown, and Bob Menendez. Today, President Trump is holding a roundtable with the National Sheriff Association in the afternoon. Afterwards, he and the First Lady will host a National African American History Month reception. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.